Chapter 4. I took Alifair to stay at the home of my cousin Tuta, a retired schoolteacher in New Iberia. It wasn't easy. I carried her suitcase and her paper bag of Curious George and Baby Squanto books and coloring materials up onto the gingerbread porch and sat down with her in the swing. The sun was bright on the lawn. Bumblebees hummed over the hibiscus and the pale blue hydrangeas in the flower bed. "It's not going to be for long, little guy," I said. "I'm going to call you almost every night, and Tuta will take you out to feed your horse. If I can, I'll come back on a weekend." She looked out blankly at the dew shining on the grass. "It's a business trip, Alifair. It's just something I have to do."
"You said we wouldn't leave New Iberia again. You said you didn't like New Orleans any more, that it was full of dope and bad people."
"That doesn't mean we have to be afraid of those things, does it? Now, come on, we're not going to let a short trip get us down, are we? Guys like us are too tough for that." Her face was sullen. I took off her Astro's cap and set it sideways on her head, then looked down into her face. "Trust me on this one, Alf," I said. My cousin came out on the porch. I squeezed Alifair against me. Her body felt hard and unyielding. "Okay, little guy?" Her eyes were blinking, and I touched her face with my hand. "Hey, you remember what my father used to do when he had a problem?" I asked. "He'd grin right in its face, then give the old thumbs-up sign. He'd say, 'You mess with us, coon-ass, we're gonna spit right in your mouth.'" She looked up at me and smiled faintly. My cousin held the screen for her.
"Dave?" Alifair said.
"Yeah?"
"When you come back, it's gonna be like it was."